Mesachus Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah discusses a well that's in Rishis HaRabim, and if the well is large enough, if it's 4 by 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim deep, then the bottom of the well is considered a Rishis HaYachid, whereas the floor around the top of the well is in Rishis HaRabim, and one would not be able to draw water out of the well and place it on the ground up above. That would be taking water from the Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaRabim. Therefore, the Rabbanan gave a solution to put up makeshift mechitzas around the well, but full mechitzas were not necessary. The Mishnah describes how these mechitzas were made. Eisen pasen lebe'eris, we may make boards for the wells. And how are these boards made? Arba d'yumdin, four double posts that are near in kishmaina that give the appearance of eight. These double posts were L-shaped boards that were put at four corners of either a square shape or a rectangle shape, and each board was L. It would have part of it protruding on one side of the square or rectangle and part protruding on the other side, and these were placed at the four corners, giving the appearance of eight boards that were covering parts of these four sides of this square or rectangle shape around the well. Div Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that four L-shaped corner boards were needed. Rabbi Meir says, Shmaina, there were eight boards that were necessary, that are nearing Kishneim Asar, that'll give the appearance of 12 boards. How is this done? Arba Diyumdin, there are four L-shaped boards that are in the four corners, that give the appearance of eight boards now. The arba pshutim, and four straight ones that were put in the middle of each side of the square or rectangle shape. So you have four corners L-shaped, plus in the middle of each side of this square or rectangle, there's a flat slab standing up, adding on, making more coverage of this mechitza around the well. Gavan asar tefachim, the height of these boards have to be 10 tefachim tall, which is the minimum height of all mechitzas. Verechav and shisha, and the width has to be 6 tefachim. So the L-shaped boards need 6 tefachim in each direction. Ve'avyan kolshu, and the thickness of the board could be kolshu any amount. It could be very thin. The Mishnah now discusses how much of a gap can there be between these boards. Ubeineyam, between these boards, kimeloi shtei revakes, the space of two teams of ox, Shalish Bakar, that have two teams with three oxen each, which is a grand total of 10 amas. These two teams with three oxen each, there's going to be six oxen going through. Each ox is one and two-thirds amas. It's a grand total of 10 amas space between these boards is the maximum amount of space that is allowed. Any more than that, then more boards are going to be necessary to cover some of this gap. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Yehuda says that this gap could be even larger. It could be two teams of oxen that are shel arba arba, that have four oxen each. And that's if you, one and two-thirds amas per oxen, it adds more, it'll be a total of 13 and a third amas wide gaps between these boards. And these two teams that we measure with of oxen that are going through, we measure them based on when they're kshuris, when the oxen are tied together, v'le mutaris, but not untied, so they take up less space. And the two teams, achas nechneses v'achas yetzes, one going in and one going out, which requires a little bit more room to fit them. And then again, the opinions were either 10 amas or 13 and a half amas. Mishnah Beis. Mutar lahakrev l'be'er, you're allowed to make these posts as close to the well as you want, and making the enclosed area smaller. And these posts will make that the area around the well becomes a Rishis HaYachid. So then when the water is drawn out of the well, it's being drawn from Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaYachid. It's all within the Rishis HaYachid. And he can make these posts as close as he wants to the well, making that enclosed area smaller. Ubevlad shetei para reishav ruba befnim v'sheiseh. As long as the para, the cow, when he comes in to drink, his head and most of his body will be in when he drinks. But if it's less than that, and the animal's not going to get that much into the space, we're concerned the person may take the water out of the enclosed space and thereby be taking the water from Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaRabim outside the enclosed area, and that'll be forbidden. Mutter l'harche kolshu, he's allowed to make the posts further away from the well as much as he wants, as far away as he wants, and thereby making the enclosed area larger. Ubavad shi'arba b'pasim, as long as he's going to increase boards to make sure that the gaps are not wider than the Tanamas according to Rameir, or 13.5 according to Rabbi Yehuda. The larger the space gets, the bigger the gaps will be. He's going to have to put in more boards to minimize those gaps. But other than that, there's no problem making the enclosed area larger.